This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with JT Tramiel, and we're going to be talking about how a single parent mom started her own business. Hey, JT, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Rafe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm not so different than, you know, your average woman. But, you know, I do have 5 beautiful children, so I'm blessed for that. I like to consider myself a strong black queen because I'm powerful in my faith, my walk, my beliefs, everything that I've done, will do, and continue to do. I feel like I'm a protector of other people's souls, so this is where my passions for helping people come in the most. So I am great because I am him. I am the man above.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your business.
My business, Lady Hauler, I started back in 2017 of May. So when I decided to move to Texas, I want to start a business. I just didn't know when I wanted to start it, what time, what services I wanted to offer. So I decided to start a hauling, cleaning, and lawn service.
Right. And so how did you get into that?
I was working with my brother back home in Wisconsin. He had a hauling company. And I was in a bad way. So I was like, oh, bro, let me help you out with your business. He's like, okay, cool. So as I'm doing it, I was like, oh, I really like this because I'm a physical, hands-on type of person. So
right.
I, you know, went from there, and the rest is history. So I've been doing it since 2013.
That's awesome. And so what kind of advice could you give us on how to start a business? Not growing it into a Fortune 500 company, but just starting from scratch, like step one. What kind of advice could you give us?
Well, best advice I can give is from my past experiences. And one of my many hesitations was not truly believing in myself. I knew I wanted to start a business. I knew I never wanted to be a W-2 employee again, but I didn't know which passion I wanted to jump into first. So once you start a business, you just need to make sure you research, whatever industry you want to go in. Be adamant about it. Be a master of your trade and get you somebody loyal. I have a very loyal friend. He's my best friend. Lynn Hilliard, he's been with me since the beginning, and if you don't have that support system, it's going to be very hard to start the business because you're going to get caught up on, oh, I wrote this plan, let me rewrite it. It's not as detailed or in-depth because it doesn't matter. That part matters, but it's not as important when starting a business.
Right.
You just need the basics.
So you said your best friend and you do this together?
Yes.
So what, I mean, one problem that I've had, and I just want to hear your opinion, is generally when I hire friends, I have a difficult time with them because they feel kind of entitled, like special privileges to kind of bend the rules. Has that been the same with you? And if not, like, what kind of tips could you give us on hiring friends and family?
You have to know which family or friend are the rule breakers, which one always wants to buck the system, which one is genuine. And, you know, I had people that wanted to break the rules and didn't want to listen because they like, but it's me. But no, that's not, this is my business. You have to do it the way I say it, or I'm just not going to deal with you. No hard feelings, but business is business. At the end of the day, I don't want to have to keep going behind you. So that's how I customize. I don't have to go back behind Glenn. And if I do, he's not offended.
Right.
He said, okay, I overlooked that. You know what I'm saying? We watch each other's back. That's why I'm able to work with him. And he's been so faithful. Because he'll tell me, he's like, you know what? You need that money. Put that back in the business. I'm here for you. I know when you get right, then I'm going to be right. It's not about the money. Now, when you find somebody like that, that's willing to work, basically volunteer their services, that's when you know you have somebody that you're not going to have a problem with.
Wow. Yeah, especially as a startup, that's huge. So what is the biggest challenge you've had starting your business?
Well, like any other business, it's money. But I went through one of my biggest challenges, which is what I call the must phase. I must be dedicated to my business to start it, to grow it, but I must work to pay my bills. So what am I really supposed to do? Well, what I did is I turned those negative musts into positive, because if you don't find the silver lining in everything that you do, here comes the exhaustion, the frustration, the overwhelmment, the I want to just give up, maybe I'll try it later.
That's awesome.
And investing, that's another big one, is to make sure you invest while you're working so that you don't have to run into these issues.
So
you can have a little bit of a startup.
So how do you do this as a business owner, a single mom, and, you know, a mom with several kids? Like, how do you run a business and also handle your day-to-day life?
It's definitely a challenge, but you just have to make a schedule, try to stick with it, which with kids, it's never going to be the same schedule every day. And praying. I pray a lot. I have to, because I need the strength so that I can be strong for those that I'm supporting for.
Yeah.
I have to be that rock for them. So when I have nobody to lean on, I lean on him.
That's awesome.
And he gives me my strength.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is the time in the program where basically I'm opening it up for you to share and say whatever you want, whatever is on your mind. So go ahead.
I just want to let everybody know. Whatever you dream, write it down. Writing is very important. I journal a lot also, and I just recently last night was going through some of my journals, and I was looking at my notes, and it was like, wow, I didn't realize I wrote this, and then it gave me clarity on a situation that I was currently going through. So writing is important. Speaking your goals out loud is important. Try not to get caught up on the everything. It took me 2 years to write my business plan because I kept rewriting it. That's not what's important. The most important thing is to just do it. Have a strong support system. If you pray, and get through it the best way you can.
That's awesome. Well, JT, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.